Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 7 by Kevin. What I want to talk to you today is about how to become an author on Amazon or on get your book being in the hands of people on Kindle or a physical book like mine here. I wrote this one in 2016, and originally I was only going to write one that was on Kindle, but I realized that a lot of people still like to hold an actual physical book. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Let me know in the comments. But to my surprise, to this very day, it's split almost down the middle that I sell an equal number of physical books versus the regular ones on Kindle versus the ones on print. And so how I became an author and how I thought about becoming an author is I've always wanted to write a book on sales. And because I've been in sales for many, many years, and I thought, oh, I'm going to write a book on sales. So I'm about two or three chapters in. And if anybody's been in sales or been in field sales, especially when you're on the road representing your company and you're by yourself, you tend to have to stay very motivated because you're going from customer to customer and you're the brand ambassador, you represent that company. They might not even remember your first name, but they certainly remember the name of the company that you're going in there to represent. So you're often referred to as the name of that company when you walk in. Oh, you know, XYZ company's here. So it's you have to stay very motivated. So I was writing a lot of things about being motivated, and I thought, maybe I should write a book on motivation. So that's exactly what I did. So I kept thinking, how many different techniques and tips and tricks can I come up with? But I wanted to keep it super, super simple. Simple as 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's when the light bulb came up over my head. Simple as 1, 2, 3, write 123 ways to stay motivated and keep motivated. So it's getting motivated is one thing. But staying motivated is even more important because, you know, if you think you're going to cut the grass and you're going to be successful, guess what? A week later or sooner or later, depending on rain, it's going to keep growing back. You got to keep cutting the grass. So don't think you're successful and never have to do it again just because you did it one time. So you have to continue to keep doing it. So what I did was I was still working full time. So it took me probably, now this is, let me check quickly here. It's about 175 pages. So, and then, you know, they're not, you know, really tight, really small little print either. So it took me probably about 6 to 8 months. And anytime I was driving around or visiting from customer to customer, I would jot a couple of notes down, but usually during my break or a lunch or in the evenings, I would put those thoughts down on paper. And so after about 6 months or so of occasionally doing it, I wouldn't do it every day either, but I'd have my notes down when it came to thought because I didn't want to lose that train of thought. And so I would then write it down. So then I ended up submitting it first as a Kindle book. And so it was digital. And then I think they've since changed it since I did it, but I believe it was called CreateSpace on Amazon. And I then did the print version. So you kind of had to have two different files. And I also got the artwork, pretty simple, went on Fiverr, got it done. I actually had a lot of people ask me if it was actually me posing for the picture. I'm like, I wished I was that thin, but you know, I just put it together and I didn't do it to become a millionaire or to, you know, have even a second source of income, because trust me, I'm only selling, and you know, this is where I'm pulling back the curtain here, and so you can see a little behind the scenes. I'm selling 10 to 15 books a month, and that's probably on the higher end. So I'm making $3 to $5 or $6 per book, depending on if it's print or if it's digital. But so it's not for the 30, 40, 50 bucks a month I'm making, but it also is a great conversation starter. If you're looking for a job on a resume, looks fantastic. I've had quite a few interviews with companies where they've changed the way they're talking or changed their thing. Well, hey, I've noticed you wrote a book. tell me about it. And so all of a sudden, 5-10 minutes later, I'm still talking about the book because they're asking me about it. So it's definitely, and it also helped me get a job because I didn't originally get a job. And I then phoned the hiring manager 2 weeks later to say, I was really disappointed to hear the news. I didn't get the job, but please keep me in mind. But when I phoned him and I told him my name and I went to give him a, you know, cause I'm not the only person he's talking to in the last 2 weeks. So I went to remind him. He went like, oh yeah, the author. Yeah, I remember you, of course. So it definitely helped. And I actually got that job that I was calling about. So it definitely leaves a lasting impression. Even when, more so even when you're on job interviews and you want to leave something to remind them. Sure, you could leave a business card that's generic or what have you, but I wrote to my new friends at blank company, great meeting here, whatever, some sort of motivational thing that I wrote and then signed it. So giving that at the end of the interview or mailing it a few days after the interview, that's going to set you apart from the competition. So the don't write a book just for the sake of writing a book to thinking you're going to make millions, but it's going to set you apart from the competition in no matter what the field is that you're an author. It's a great conversation starter. So whatever it is, you've got some sort of expertise in your head to write a book on. Just put pen to paper, and in a few short weeks, if you're taking some really dedicating yourself some time, or like what I did over 6 or 8 months, and just spread it out. Next time, I want to talk about how to rank in Amazon, because I became an Amazon Canada best-selling author with a few short tips and tricks. So my time is running out. So this has been 7 by Kevin, the 7-minute almost daily podcast. I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.